the General Motors Hour. General Motors Holdens, through the Macquarie Network and cooperating stations in all states, present The Ghost Train, starring Reginald Goldsworthy. This is John Deese introducing our play. We take very much pleasure tonight in presenting one of the greatest comedy thrillers of all time, Arnold Ridley's The Ghost Train, which has long been world famous. We have wanted to present this play for a long time, but as a new film version has been in preparation, radio rights have been withheld. However, through the cooperation of the J. Arthur Rank Organization, we have succeeded in securing permission for a broadcast on the General Motors Hour. We present a strong cast headed by Reginald Goldsworthy, comprising Bruce Beebe, Eve Hardwick, Murray Powell, Leonard Bullen, Laurel Mather, Keith Buckley, and Margaret Christensen. The play will be produced by Harry Harper. And so to Act One of the General Motors Hour production, The Ghost Train.
Yes, they're here, Peggy. Just a sec. I'll give your hand down.
It's all right. I can manage.
I'll change here.
What's the matter with that old porter? Only four in his blessed train. We've all changed.
Charles, do let's keep away from the others if we can. I couldn't bear that woman with a parrot cage.
As for that other fool, I'll tell him what I think of him if he comes up here. That silly blasted idiot losing his infernal hat and then pulling the communication cord. But for him, we'd have caught that damn connection to Truro
and we would have missed a fine opportunity for swearing.
Opportunity? There'll be plenty of that on this filthy station all night. Good Lord, it's a depressing hole.
Oh, look, here come the others. Let's go into the waiting room. Quick, Charles.
Now, come on, then. I've got the bag.
If there's no fire in there, I'm going to freeze to death.
Hey, miss. Where be ye going? There, not that way.
Oh, a porter.
A station master.
Well, a station master. I'm looking for the waiting room.
Aye. There it be, over there.
Thank you, my man.
You be taking that pirate in there?
Most certainly. He might catch his death of cold on your miserable platform.
Well, this looks a cheery place, I don't think.
Oh, never mind, Charles. Waiting rooms are always like this.
But I do mind. Bad enough missing trains without having to spend goodness knows how long in a godforsaken station like this. Now, look at this fire. It's a disgrace.
Darling, let's try to keep our tempers, shall we?
Oh, I'm sorry, Peg, but it is mad. A wedding night, too.
I know, darling.
Now, give me a kiss and I'll smile again.
Love that. Excuse me. This is the waiting room, I suppose.
Yes. Come in, Miss...
Miss Bourne. Oh, what a horrible smell of smoke in here.
Well, they do say that where there's smoke, there's fire. It doesn't seem to be born out here.
Oh, we'll get the porter to do something about... Oh, porter!
Station master.
Station master. This fire isn't very good, is it?
I'm sure it's a nice fire for the time of night.
Oh, well, perhaps we can make it do till the next train.
There ain't no next train.
What?
There'll be no more trains till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But look here, my wife and I have got to get to Truro tonight. It's important.
There'll be no more trains.
Then where can we hire a car?
There ain't no cars around here.
Well, what are we to do?
If you want to get anywhere tonight, you'll have to walk.
Do you really mean, my man, that we can't get any further tonight?
That's what I said, Wes.
Then where's the nearest hotel?
Truro?
Truth.
No, Truro.
Surely there's some place or other where we can stay the night.
Ain't no houses here. There be a farm 5 miles along the road.
But surely you must live somewhere, my man.
I bicycles to Toro.
Then we'll have to stay here until morning. Might as well shut the door and keep out the draft.
There be another gentleman outside.
Let's hope he stays there. With his rotten hat.
He ought to be summoned or something. Why couldn't he leave the communication court alone?
He's an imbecile.
He is really quite off his head.
I say, you people.
Oh, good Lord.
What a cracker little crib. Do I disturb?
Oh, no, not at all.
And so we're all here till morning, eh? Well, I think it's rather priceless. Something to relieve the old ennui of life.
That's all very well for you, but we're in a hole.
Oh, what a pity. I'm quite enjoying myself.
Young man, have you no sense of responsibility?
Responsibility? Oh, what's that?
Your ignorance of the word hardly surprises me.
I say, you're not peeved with me, are you?
Your lack of concern is monstrous, seeing that you're the cause of this most unpleasant situation.
Oh, my good woman.
I'm not a good woman. Please do not address me with such unwarranted familiarity.
Oh, sorry. Now, look here, old boy. You must be fair. How could I help my hat blowing away?
If you lean out of the window, it often happens.
But my dear old thing, I was watching the sparks from the engine.
Losing your hat was no excuse for pulling the cord.
Oh, don't you think so?
No.
Well, I do. It was a very nice hat. I only bought it last week. I say, you don't seem to like me, do you?
But if you want my candid opinion,
I... Oh, don't niggle, Charles. It's all quite uncomfortable enough without a quarrel. We're here now, and we've got to stay here.
Beg pardon, ma'am, but you can't stop here.
What the deuce do you mean?
Before I goes off home, I have to lock all this here up.
Well, you can't lock up.
Them's my orders, and I got to obey them.
Oh, don't be so silly. What else can we do?
No, be no affair of mine. You might go to the farm.
Do you expect these ladies to walk 5 miles along a country road in a night like this?
You can't stop here.
Well, who's to prevent us?
I be.
Now, come along now. We're going to stay. We'll see that you don't get into trouble.
Well, sir, I don't know.
Here's 10 bob. Everything all right now?
Well, sir, I don't know. I haven't got no choice.
That's the talk. Now, let's see what we can do to make these ladies comfortable. For instance, this is a pretty rotten fire.
There'll be a fire in the ticket office over here. I don't know if it's any better.
Let's have a look anyway.
I was never in a worse managed situation in my life. Nothing to eat, not even a drop of water. Good gracious, I don't know what my poor dear Joey will think of it.
Joey? Oh, the jolly old bird in the jolly old cage.
Don't touch his cover, young man. He's sleeping beautifully.
Oh, let's have a look. Scratchy Paul, Scratchy Paul. Hello.
Oh, he's laid an egg. Now I'll have to call him Clara.
It's no good, Peggy, darling. The rain's coming through the roof in there.
Is it raining now?
Just listen to that wind.
Well, we'd better draw these forms up to the fire and try to make ourselves comfortable. Well, give us a hand, you.
All right, you are, old boy.
This here taking office is no good. I'll lock her up.
Leave it open. We may need it.
All right. You can stop here, seeing as you made your minds up. Or if it's not for me.
I wish you'd stay. We might want something.
What? Me stay here or night?
Why not?
Me stay in Falville Station or night? Oh, I can see you haven't heard about this place.
What's wrong with it?
It's haunted.
Haunted?
I say, isn't that altogether too priceless? The station's haunted.
You may laugh, sir. Maybe you'll laugh on the other side of your face afore morning.
Oh. You mean to say that you believe in ghosts?
Oi. And there ain't many in these parts as don't. Not for a £10 note where I stay on this station tonight of all nights.
Oh, rubbish. Well, tell us something about it anyway. We want something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Oh, powers above.
Come along, old man.
Well, I warn you, it ain't no pretty story. It's like this. 20 years ago, this very night, a man by the name of Ted Holmes used to be in charge of this here station. Did you notice a bridge just down below?
Yes, I did. It crosses the river.
It'd be a swing bridge. It used to be worked by a lever out here on this very platform. Well, 20 years ago, this very night, there was a party went to a bean feast up to Truro. They had a special train, and Ted Holmes was kept on duty that night to close the bridge.
which was always left open at night time for the big boats to go out on the tide.
Yes, but what happened?
Well, it must have been 11 o'clock when they phoned down from Truro to shut the bridge, as the special train from Truro would be starting off. He answered, and them was the last words he were ever heard to say.
But what?
He leaves the phone and goes to the door. And there it was that illness comes to him, and he falls down there on the platform, dead.
Oh.
After it all over, outside that very door, they finds him, and the lamp still burning in his hand. It must have been 11:30 when the train starts off from Truro, and here'd be the bridge open, and 10 homes are lying there dead. On comes the train at 60 mile an hour, I reckon. Poor Ben Isaacs were driving, and it did seem as though, when they were just above the station here, something did warn him, for he claps on his brakes, and the train goes a-tearing through the station, all brakes on, whistles screaming, and then, crash!
Good Lord.
Were there many killed?
6 bodies they brought up from the mud and laid out in this very room.
What a horrible story.
By some miracle, poor Ben Isaacs were thrown clear. He climbs out to the water and comes back here, his mind clean gone. And they say he walked the platform here for hours, waving a red lamp and singing Rock of Ages. Next morning, he died.
Yes, but where does the haunting come in?
Maybe I've said enough. The ladies be getting scared.
Not a bit. I don't see how it can frighten us.
Well, ever since that night, this station has been haunted.
Who by? Ted Holmes?
More than that. Some nights the signal bell rings, and a train comes a-screaming and a-tearing through with all the brakes on and whistles blowing.
Oh, nonsense.
It's got truth, I'm telling you. One night I was kept late by a thunderstorm, and just as I gets down the road, the signal bell rings, and then I heard a go through. I saw the flare of the furnace, sir.
I expect some freight train started to yarn.
I tell you, there ain't no trains running from 10 at night till 7 in the morning.
Really?
If it be a natural thing, where do it come from, huh? Where do it go?
You Cornish are superstitious, you know.
Folks in these parts run like mad if they hear a train in the night. They do say that to look upon the ghost train do mean death.
Oh, now, really, that's absolute rubbish.
Bide a bit, sir, bide a bit. 2 months ago, a tramp break into this waiting room one night, and next morning they finds him dead. The doctors say as how he died of fear.
I don't believe a word of it.
Dozens of men have heard the train, and early one morning, a man from the farm saw someone walking this here platform, waving a red lamp, and singing Rock of Ages. They do say as the dead walk, and poor Ben Isaacs a-leading of him.
I say, this is all too perfectly priceless. I've never heard anything so delightfully funny in all my life.
Funny, sir?
Well, you're a bigger liar than I am, old boy. I thought I could spin a pretty good one. You know, it reminds me of a story about a haunted police station or fire station in London. Or was it Manchester? No, I believe it was Liverpool. Well, there was an old lady all dressed up in black, just like you, Miss Bourne.
Me?
Yes, sitting on a seat, and then she disappeared.
So you make game of me, sir.
Oh, don't get angry, old boy.
I've never heard of anything so mismanaged, even if it was an accident. Isn't there a proper system of signalling? I mean, about the bridge.
Oh, that's right enough. It ain't never open now.
Oh, what's that lever on the platform, then?
Works the point to the siding as runs up the hill to the old tin mine, that's all.
Well, it's an entertaining story. I'm sorry I can't believe it, but...
Look!
Peg, what is it?
Someone went past that window.
I say, how could you know? The glass is frosted.
But I saw a shadow.
We'll see. Come on.
Are you sure, dear?
I saw it distinctly.
Well, it's a most unpleasant situation. Young man, why aren't you out there looking?
Oh, well, I'm short-sighted. I can't see ghosts.
Nobody there.
Charles, are you sure there's nobody?
Must have been your imagination, Peggy.
I say, are you sure it wasn't the local ghost?
Oh, shut up, you fool.
Sorry, old boy.
If you take my advice, you won't pass the night in Falville Station. I've done my best, but I won't rest no more.
Very well, go and be damned to you. If you're afraid to say...
I am afraid, sir. I'd be ashamed to own it.
Well, good night and pleasant ride, old top. I hope you get thoroughly soaked.
Thank you, sir. and good night to you.
Oh, cheerio, so that's it.
Well, we'd better make arrangements for the night. The ladies can sleep in here.
I'm sure I shan't sleep anywhere.
Help me move the table. Here, you.
What for, old boy?
Move it up to the window and someone can sleep on it. It's too hot by the fire.
Oh, right.
Perhaps Miss Bourne can sleep on this.
I say, what about the parrot?
What's that?
Something outside the door.
Charles, don't open it.
It's all right, Peg.
Good Lord.
What's the matter?
It's the station master. Quick, hold him up.
Oh, he's too heavy.
Lay him down. Gently.
Oh, he can't be... Is he dead?
I don't know yet.
Look, the lamp...
Take it out of his hand.
Don't you remember what he said? Outside the door they found him, the lamp still burning in his hand.
What time is it?
11. 11 o'clock exactly.
To us.
Nothing, Miss Bourne, nothing. You forget there are two men with us. There's no danger.
Yes, but there were three men just now.
Try not to think about it.
But how can I help it? He lay there. Oh, it was horrible.
Please, Miss Bourne, don't give way. They've carried him into the ticket office and they're making sure that there are no prowlers on the platform.
I can't bear it. Who's that?
All right, only us.
Yes, glad to be back by the old fire.
There's nothing to be afraid of now. Let's try to forget about it.
Forget? Oh, dear.
Charles, you don't think that man's death had anything to do with the story he told us?
Of course not, darling.
It's jolly strange all the same. It's just what the old boy said happened, every detail.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. Stop frightening people.
Well, oddly enough, I was thinking of a story I heard once of some people who spent a night in a haunted mill. And just as the clock struck midnight...
Oh, for Pete's sake!
Now, don't get shirty, old boy. After all, I don't believe in ghosts. Still, neither did these people in the haunted mill. And they saw...
Look here, will you shut up?
Sorry.
I feel sure there's some terrible supernatural force at work.
Nonsense.
That's just what you said before. And look what happened. Don't you believe in ghosts, Mr. Murdoch?
I don't believe and I don't disbelieve. I'm pretty open-minded. I've never had the slightest reason to believe in anything supernatural, but I'm not such a fool as to disbelieve the testimony of other people.
There you are, you see. Suppose that train should come. What should we do?
Oh, really, that's just a story.
I say, if it does bags, we stop it and try and get a lift. Oh, I say, what about that?
Listen.
What, Peggy?
Listen. I could have sworn I heard a footstep outside.
Oh, Peggy, this isn't like you to be jumpy.
I'm absolutely certain.
Oh, we'll soon settle that. Leave it to old Teddy.
No, no, don't go out there.
He's all right.
Good heavens.
What's happened?
I went out there and there's...
What?
There's no one about.
Will you stop this nonsense?
I say, I've just had a brainwave. I forgot all about this. My trusty old brandy flask.
Oh, I'll give some to Miss Bourne. She needs it.
Oh, dear, no. I couldn't think of such a thing. I'm a strict teetotaler.
Take just a little. Just as medicine.
Certainly not. What would the vicar say?
He'd say you behaved very sensibly.
Do you think so? Well, just a spot.
Oh, here you are, Miss Bourne.
Thank you. Oh, now I've broken my pledge. Oh. It's hardly as nasty as I imagined.
Have a little more.
Do you think I ought? Well, just a sip.
Hello, here's a newspaper. Couldn't we all do the crossword puzzle?
Oh, don't be a fool, man.
Oh, dear, you have all got it down on me, haven't you?
Feeling any better, Miss Bourne?
I think I do. Is it better?
Oh, would you like a nut?
Good heavens, she's drunk the lot.
What?
But it was full to the brim.
Do you know, it's a strange thing, but in spite of all these terrible happenings, I'm beginning to feel happy, quite happy.
Charles, what are we going to do with her?
Miss Bourne, wouldn't you like to lie down?
I'm perfectly comfortable, dear, against your shoulder.
No, you'd better lie down on the table.
Extraordinary good medicine. She recommended to the vicar. Made me feel quite sleepy.
Come along, Miss Bourne. We'll put you to bed on the table.
Young man, you forget yourself. I've got a beautiful bed of my own with brass knobs on.
Quick, hold her up.
Is she all right?
Oh, I say, does she look all right?
She's fainted, I think. Help me put her up on the table. Take her feet.
Oh, it's all right. She's fallen asleep.
It's just as well. She may sleep right through till daylight.
Oh, look here. I've just thought of something. Congratulations, old boy. What is it?
There must be a telephone somewhere.
As though there is, but it doesn't work. I've tried it.
Now what the deuce?
Who's that? No, don't open it, Charles.
I'm going to see who it is.
No, Charles.
All right, I'm coming. Who on earth are you?
Tell me, has it come?
I don't quite follow you.
You know, you must know.
I'm sorry, but I...
Listen, I want you to help me. Will you help? Hide me from them. Hide me, please.
Hide you from whom?
Don't let them take me back. I can't go back. I can't.
Julia, where are you?
Here they are. What shall I do? Help me.
It's all right. We won't let anyone hurt you.
Then let me hide. In there.
No, not in the ticket office. Anywhere but there.
Then where can I go?
Julia.
They're coming, I tell you.
Get behind the door. I'll keep them away. Now, quick.
Julia, she's in here somewhere, Sterling. Well, I'm hanged.
Who the devil are you people?
I suppose you're surprised to find us here.
Very.
Well, we missed a connection, and so we have to wait for the next train.
There isn't any next train.
Exactly. Now perhaps you'll give us some explanation of your unexpected entrance.
Oh, yes. My name's Price. This is Dr. Sterling. We're looking for my sister.
Your sister? Has she run away from you?
In a way, yes. Have you seen her?
But why should she run away? Why should she come here?
That is not a matter I wish to discuss with strangers. She's here somewhere, Sterling. Look in the other room.
Stop, you can't go in there.
Why not?
Go on, she's in there. She must be.
Price, shut that door. I'm going into the office.
I give you my word of honor, she's not there.
Here she is, behind the door.
It's no good. I can't come back. You know I can't.
Come along, Julia. Well, let's get out of here, quick.
What's the use of talking? I must stay. I can't help myself. No! No, don't touch me.
If she won't come, we must take her.
Excuse me, this lady has put herself under our protection.
Who the devil asked you to interfere?
You'd better explain to them, Price. No good trying to ride roughshod. Julia, come and sit by the fire.
Oh, very well.
Now listen to me, you people. You've heard the story about this place, haven't you?
We've heard the ghost story. Is that the one?
Yes. Now, please don't let my sister worry you. She suffers from... Well, delusions at times. It's all this infernal ghost train business. Several years ago, she thought she saw the train.
I did see it, you know I did.
There, Julia. Quietly now.
You see, gentlemen, she's Cornish and believes in ghosts. There's something psychic about her. Anyway, she thought she saw the train, and it was a great shock. It upset her permanently. Some night, she has the idea that the ghost train will run, and she feels she must see it again. A morbid fascination. I hope you understand.
Yes, I think I do. It will come tonight. I know it will.
Nonsense, Julia.
I know it. I feel it. I'm never wrong. That night the tramp died, I felt it then.
How did you people get to know the story?
The station master told us the yarn.
Old Saul Hodgkin. Where is he now?
Saul Hodgkin? Was that the old boy's name?
Where is the man?
Well, something rather strange has happened. Or rather unpleasant. He told us the story, said it wasn't safe for us to stay here, and then started to go home. Then we heard a noise, and when we opened the door, we found him collapsed against it, dead.
I knew it. What did I tell you?
Do you think there's some supernatural force at work?
Yes. Why, that's where they found poor Ted Holmes lying outside the door.
Steady, Julia. Look here, gentlemen, I'm a doctor. Where is this poor chap?
Oh, we carried him into the ticket office.
All right, I'll go and examine him.
I'll come with you. We put him over here. But he's gone.
Here, is this a joke? Where do we love?
We carried him in there ourselves.
Well, there's no other door, no window. Oh, and come back to the others. We've got to settle this at once.
Well, Doctor?
There's no one there, Price.
I don't appreciate this sort of joke, especially considering my sister's state of health.
I've got it. It was Ted Holmes.
What are you suggesting?
It's all terribly clear. Don't you know that Ted Holmes was a short man with a beard very like Saul? I'll stake my life that at this moment old Saul is safe at home in bed. It wasn't him you found dead. It was Ted Holmes.
Oh, if it was so, where is he? He couldn't vanish.
This is perfectly absurd.
It was, Ted Holmes. I know it.
Sterling, we've got to get him out of here somehow.
Yes, come along, Julia.
I won't. You're trying to drive me mad. You know as well as I do that the ghost train will come. You can kill me, but I won't go.
Enough of this,
don't
Julia.
Touch me, go away.
All right, steady, Price.
And now Act Two of the General Motors Hour production of The Ghost Train.
Listen to me. Why don't you clear off and leave her to me? I can manage her better. I'll get her away. And if not, I'll let her stay here. The train won't come, and that may put an end to these attacks of hers.
All right. Julia, I'm going. I'm hanged if I'm going to mess about here all night. Good night, all.
Good night, old boy.
I'm going to stay. I've got to. The place terrifies me. This room is full of eyes. They all stare at me, stare and stare and stare. You all think I'm mad, don't you?
No, Miss Price, we want to help you.
You won't help. You're as afraid as I am, but you won't own up to it.
Now, look here, you people. I really think it'd be better if you followed Mr. Price's example and cleared out. It's only about 5 miles to the farm.
What do you think about it, Peggy?
Well, just as you like, Charles.
It's still raining, you know.
Well, better to risk a wetting than, well, bring on any further unpleasantness.
I think he's right, darling.
All right, we'll go.
Oh, but I say, old thing, just one fleeting moment.
Well,
how about the Countess?
Countess?
Yonder, sleeping on the table.
Good Lord, yes, I'd forgotten about her.
We'd never get Miss Bourne to walk 5 miles.
Well, what's the matter with her?
She was a bit scared just now, so we gave her some brandy.
And she put the whole jolly lot away in one fell swoop.
Drunk, is she?
Oh, she isn't really used to it, Doctor.
Well, I don't know so much. A capacity like that can't be acquired in a moment, old thing.
Don't call me old thing.
You see, it puts us in a quandary, Doctor. We can't leave her here.
I'll look after her, don't you worry.
I say, I've got a magnificent idea. I'm not going to walk 5 miles in this rain for any ghost. I'll stay here with Dr. Sterling and help look after Miss Bourne.
Quite unnecessary.
Oh, but I'd like to stay, you know.
You go with the others, old man. It's much better.
Not at all.
I think we'd better all stay.
Yes, Charles.
Not afraid, are you, darling?
Of course not.
All right, that's settled. We stay.
In my opinion, you're being very unwise.
To go and miss a sporting affair like this. You know, it does remind me of those people who spent the night in the haunted mill. Look, they hadn't been in the place half an hour when they heard...
Yes? Yes, what did they hear?
Oh, Miss Price, I thought you were going to sleep. Oh, yes. Well, as a matter of fact, they
heard... Once and for all, we don't want that story.
Oh, it's quite a drawing room one.
Listen, gentlemen, my advice is to take the ladies away from here
they
and...
They say that when it comes, you hear the bell ringing dismally, frightfully. I wonder if the bell will ring tonight.
Steady, Julia, steady.
Yes, it will come. It'll be here soon. I can feel it. Look! Look!
What is it?
Julia, quiet.
Look! There's Ted Holmes coming out of the office. Can't you see him? There's no one there, my dear.
There is. There is. He's coming straight for you. He's going to the door. Move away, quick!
Let go of my arm.
No! He's opening the door. Charles!
Good heavens,
all right, Julia. Especially... All right. It's only the wind.
Then, for heaven's sake, shut the door.
Oh, queer business. So much for your ghost, Julia.
Now, look here, Doctor. Can't you do something about this girl? It's not fair on my wife.
Yes, Julia. You'd better come into the office. Come along. It's quieter there.
I shall still hear the train in there.
Yes, yes, my dear. Now, here's a nice, comfortable chair for you.
I say, this is all dashed queer, huh? We've got to get together about this, Charles, old boy.
Don't you start now.
No, I've got a sort of presentiment. I feel we're not over the worst of this yet.
There's nothing like being optimistic.
Well, I'm trying to be, don't you know, but I feel pretty sure the worst is yet to come.
Oh, don't talk rot, man.
Well, I don't know that it is rot. Now, I want you to promise me something, would you, old boy?
It depends what it is.
I want you to promise that if anything unpleasant happens, you'll be guided by me.
I wouldn't have thought you were the right man in a crisis.
Oh, but you never know, old thing. Oh, between you and me, Mrs. Murdoch, I'm not such an ass as I look.
I didn't think you could be.
Oh, thanks awfully. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm quite a cute bird. Now, I want you to back me up, old boy.
Back you up? What are you going to do?
Well, now, that's the funny part. I haven't the foggiest.
Oh, I wish you'd stop trying to be funny.
My dear old soul, I'm deadly serious. I want to give you something. Give me your hand.
What the deuce is it?
Take this, old boy. No, don't look at it now. Put it straight in your pocket. Now, have you got it?
Yes,
mum's the word. Now, I want you to hold on to it. Don't show it to a soul. Now, into your pocket.
What is it, Charles?
Shh. It's a deadly secret. You understand, old boy?
No, I don't.
No, of course not. Neither do I. But promise to use it as I tell you.
I shall use my own discretion.
I say I wouldn't do that.
What's all the secrecy about?
Shh.
Oh, I can't bear it in there.
It's all right, Julia. It's over now.
Over? Well, it hasn't started. I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen. I can feel it. Listen. I can't hear anything. There it is again.
It's only the wind.
Perhaps. I was thinking, this is the room where they brought all those dead people.
Oh, stop it!
All right, Peg, darling, all right.
It'll soon be here, just as it happened before. The whistle, the scream of the brakes, the shriek of the whistle. Louder, louder. Oh, it's awful, it's awful. And I have to see it again.
Then come away, Julia.
Oh, no, it won't let me. But you others, why don't you go away and leave me?
Because we're not afraid.
That makes it all the more dangerous. Why don't you take my advice? Oh, you think I'm mad. I'm not mad. When the train comes...
The train can't come.
It came that night, thundering down the valley. And the brakes jammed on, jarring, tearing.
Well, I'll believe it when it comes.
Tearing of the brakes, the shriek of the whistle. The dead man lying on the platform. The roar louder and louder, and then into the river below, crash! Why don't you go? There's still time.
The train won't come. It's impossible.
And for heaven's sake, stop your ears. Don't look at it. I'm warning you. Remember what happened to me.
What's that?
The bell.
The signal bell.
Now will you believe me? Charles, something's happening.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio. Eh, my friends?
The wind must have done that.
No. No, the signal bell, it always rings.
But hang it all, this is the 20th century.
Charles, what's the time?
1:01.
What's that?
I heard nothing.
I thought I heard a train whistle.
The imagination.
It's coming. It's coming.
I'll go out and see.
No, no, stop. There it is.
My gosh, she's right.
I say that's the train.
Yes, I knew it. Oh, Charles, it's coming.
Steady, old girl. I'm with you.
Thundering down the valley. It's coming. It's coming. Listen.
Well, I'm going out to see it. And the door's stuck. I can't open it.
Hang on. I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no, it's locked.
Locked? But it can't be.
Listen. I've got to see it. I've got to see it.
Hold her, someone.
She's on the table. I must see it. Smash the window. I must see it. Sterling, she's not dead, is she?
Oh, no. Heart's beating all right. Faint, but steady enough.
Well, don't you know what's the matter?
I don't. Except that she fell off the table when the train went through and probably hit her head on the floor.
Maybe concussion.
I think she's fainted, that's all. She's had these strange turns before. Seems like a stroke of some sort, but so many symptoms are missing.
What symptoms are missing?
You wouldn't understand, young man.
Oh, tell me and see.
What difference does it make?
Well, just idle curiosity. I mean, suppose we all have strokes. It'd be useful to know when they're coming on, what?
Oh, you're a prize idiot.
Of course, all this bears out the story of the ghost train. Anyone who sees it dies.
Oh, my dear old boy, she's not dead.
No, not yet. But she's very ill.
Charles, can't we get away from here?
All right, Peggy. Bear up. We can't yet. The door's locked.
It seems that this train doesn't like being looked at.
How could that make this girl ill?
Well, it's no good puzzling about it. We're up against something too big for us. Well, until tonight, I thought the legend a silly local yarn, but now...
You really think there's something supernatural?
Well, what about old Saul? If it was really him you found dead, how did his body get out of the ticket office? There's no window.
What about the skylight?
Since when have corpses been able to fly?
Well, since tonight, old boy, it appears.
Is she coming around?
You're right. Julia.
Oh, what am I doing here?
It's all right, Julia. Now, quietly.
Don't you remember? You fell off the table.
Oh, how my head aches.
Fell? Who fell?
You did, Julia.
Fell?
Yes. Yes, I'm beginning to remember. It was the train. I thought it would come. Oh, how silly. I have these bad turns sometimes. I ought to have known there was nothing in this ghost business.
What do you mean, nothing in it?
I ought not to have given way and frightened you. But the train did come.
You saw it.
There wasn't any train. You know I didn't see anything.
Well, now, look here, Elsie.
Leave her alone. She's not well.
Can't you see how ill I am? It's cruel asking so many questions, trying to make a fool of me. It's horrible to torture me like this.
Look, it's no good arguing anymore. We've got to get away from here. If we can.
Oh, if only I'd gone with my brother. Charles, why didn't we go?
Listen.
What's that singing? Quiet. Quiet. Talk of ages. You know who that is? It's Ben Isaacs.
I say, let's ask him to open the door.
Are you mad? Suppose it is Ben Isaacs.
Yes. Now, who the deuce is he?
You heard the story. He went mad. Came back to the station with a red lamp.
Look, through the window.
A red lamp. It is Ben Isaacs. Oh, stop it. Stop it. He's coming in. Don't move anybody.
Now, look, I'm going to settle this. Give me that chair.
What are you going to do?
Smash the door down.
No, don't. Don't.
The lamp's gone.
Listen. Not a sound. He's gone.
By Jove, I wish I knew what the game was.
What did you make us stay here for?
He's coming back. There's the lamp again at the window. Charles, I can't stand much more of this. He's trying to get in.
We've got to do something. This girl will go mad.
He's gone now.
I say, you fellows, listen to me.
Oh, don't you start now. We've had enough from you.
Now, hold your horses. Nothing to get excited about.
Julia, do you feel well enough to walk?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll do anything, anything to get away.
Then let's all get out of here. Come on.
Where can we go?
Anywhere. There's a barn down the line. A shed will do. Anything.
Oh, but what about Miss Bourne?
Oh, we must wake her. Someone can carry on.
I'll do it. We must get away.
But my dear old things, you've forgotten something.
What?
Well, we're locked in, aren't we? We can't get out.
We can break down the door.
Oh, and pay for the damage, eh? We've already broken a window.
Well, I'm hanged if you aren't the limit.
And there's another thing, too, old boy.
Oh, what's that?
If we break down that door, we'll let in that chap outside.
Oh, yes, he's right. Don't open it, Doctor. Not yet.
Look here, Peggy. If it's a man out there, we're safe. We're three to his one. If it's not a man...
No locked door will keep him out, exactly.
Let's have another shot at the door. It's still locked. Hey, give us a hand with this bench. We'll break it down.
The lights going out.
Something's happened to the gas.
There's some devil's work here. I can't see.
Oh, gosh. They're out.
Charles, where are you?
Here, Peg. All right, darling.
Something touched me. All cold.
Stand still, everyone.
Are you all right?
Oh, that smell of gas.
It must be on again. Strike a light, someone.
Oh, wait a minute. Box of matches somewhere. Here. Then, where's the gas bracket? Ah, there we are.
Thank heaven.
What in thunder? Look! The door, it's wide open.
Come on, now's our chance. Let's make a dash for it.
Oh, wait a second, old boy.
Oh, stop fooling.
I'm going outside. I'll see if the coast is clear.
We'll have to wake Miss Bourne up.
I'll do it, Charles.
There's no one about. We're safe.
Pig, can you carry a bag? And I'll lift Miss Bourne.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if...
Are you starting again?
Look, I want you all to listen to me and take my advice.
Oh, you're a fine one to give advice.
Exactly.
Well, what is it?
Well, I bags none of us go. Let's all stay here.
Ah, good heavens, listen to the fool. Stay here. Not for me.
Oh, why ever not?
Because we're in danger. And we're up against some devilish thing. Heaven knows what will happen if we stay here. It was different when the door was locked, but now...
Oh, jolly fine, old boy. But in spite of it all, none of us has been hurt.
Oh, what about Julia?
Well, she's all right now.
We're not staying here a moment longer. Am I right?
Yes, it's crazy to stay.
Mrs. Murdoch?
No, let's go.
Then come along while we've got a chance. You, Murdoch, wake that woman up.
Bide a bit, Prince Charming. Leave the Sleeping Beauty alone. I'll stay and look after her.
What?
Well, you'll do the old girl in or something, digging her out at this hour. And she won't wake till morning. That brandy of mine was something very special.
I don't follow you.
Well, it's quite easy. I'll stay here with her.
But aren't you afraid?
Oh, my dear lady, I'm scared to a positive pulp.
Then why on earth would you...
Because there's all the difference in the world between being afraid and running away. So my people say if they knew I'd been running about all night, grinning like a dog, and getting my trousers muddy out of sheer funk.
You mean that we're cowards?
Oh, I didn't say so. You've the ladies to consider.
Oh, look here. You've
been saying look here ever since we arrived in this beastly place. I don't want to influence you either way. You do as you like, and I'll do as I like. All okay?
We may not get a chance later.
All right, then you run along, my little man.
You're running us all into grave danger. You've no right. It's heartless.
Too true, old thing. Too true. You run along, and I'll stay and look after Miss Bourne.
But we must think of her safety, too.
Very well. Take Miss Bourne with you, and may the marriage bells ring out right merrily.
But you can't stay. It isn't safe.
Oh, I'm deeply touched that you should be so anxious for my safety. No idea I was so popular.
Now, look, enough of this. You're coming.
On the contrary, my dear sir, I'm not.
But why not?
Because I happen to be a silly, obstinate ass. And when a silly, obstinate ass like me makes up his silly, obstinate mind, he usually gets his silly, obstinate way.
Once and for all, you're not staying here alone.
Oh? What are you going to do about it?
Take you by force, if necessary.
I think not, you know.
Sit down again, Peggy. We're going to have this out all over again.
Just why have you made up your mind to stay here?
Oh, idle curiosity.
What about?
I want to see what happens next.
And you'll risk your life and reason for that?
Quiet, Julia. Now, look, the chap's gone mad. It's our duty to take him with us.
Just a minute, Doctor. There's more in this than meets the eye. I believe you know something.
Who, old boy?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I do. I'll tell you. I am going to wait here and see that train come back.
What train?
The train that went through an hour ago.
It won't come back.
How do you know?
There's nothing in the story to suggest it. And if it did come back, it might mean death for all of us. Take warning by what happened to me.
Well, that's just it, old girl, I have.
Don't listen to him, Dr. Sterling. Come away from here. It'll be too late if we... Look through the door. Who is it? Look. Who is it?
It's the man with the red lamp.
Ben Isaacs.
You sure, Julia?
Didn't you see?
Oh, it's so dark out there, it's hard to see anything.
I saw him all right. He had a driver's cap pulled over his eyes and...
And a dead white face and a beard. That's Ben Isaacs.
He's there again!
Charles, don't let him in.
I say, you out there, ghost old boy. Stop where you are.
What are you doing? He's got a revolver.
Stop! Got him, I think. Come on. Charles, come and take this lamp.
Did you get him?
Well, have a look. Blood on it. Ghost or no ghost, I winged him, all right.
Where is he?
Gone wherever ghosts go to when they're hit. Now, come along, come inside. No need to look for him now.
What the devil do you think you're doing, man?
You'll soon see, Dr. Sterling.
The train. Did you hear it?
Listen.
It's coming back.
It's coming back, all right, but don't worry. I've laid one ghost. Let's see what we can do with this one.
Where are you going?
Switch the ghost train into the siding.
Stop him! Stop!
Stop where you are, Sterling. Up with your hands.
But I...
Put your hands up, I said. Charles, where's that revolver I gave you?
In my pocket.
Then take it out and watch this devil until I come back.
Don't make a move.
Why should I? What do you think you're doing?
You can't hold people up like this.
Just wait and see.
Well, that's that. Just got to the switch in time. Your famous ghost train is running into the siding.
I demand to know what you're doing.
All right, Charles, I've got them covered now.
Thanks.
You can't treat me like this.
Quiet.
All right, Constable, bring them in here. Into the waiting room.
Charles, open the door.
Who are these men?
Ah, here you are, Jackson. Bring them in.
The boys are watching the train, sir.
Good, Jackson. Now then, let's have a look at the fish you've caught. Two of them, eh?
Well, I'm hanged. Our old friend Saul.
Saul Hodgkin. Yes, he got you all with that sham dead trick of his. Now then, who's this other chap?
It's Ben Isaacs, Charles.
Yes, but who is it under the beard, cap, and wig? Take him off him, Jackson.
Right, sir. Come here, you.
Leave me alone, will you?
There.
It's Price.
Julia's brother.
Very interesting.
You put a bullet right through my arm, damn you.
Thank your lucky stars it wasn't through your head, damn you. Now then, Price, what's the game?
Keep your mouth shut, Price.
And follow your own advice, Sterling.
Hadn't the doctor better look at his arm? It's bleeding.
Doctor? What doctor?
Dr. Sterling.
He's no more a doctor than you are.
Didn't you see him take Julia's pulse with his thumb?
You fool, Sterling. You gave us all away.
I should have known this fellow couldn't be quite as stupid as he looked and sounded. Who are you, anyway?
This is Detective Inspector Morrison of the Special Branch.
Good Lord.
Have any trouble with the train, Jackson?
No, sir. She had to pull up along that siding.
What was it they were carrying?
Just what you were expecting, sir.
You know, Charles, these are very interesting people. They have so many aliases in so many countries that their real names they've probably forgotten themselves. But they're part of a very real and dangerous plot which was designed to immobilize England. That train was full of short-range rockets. They planned at the right moment to attack a dozen installations in this country, which could have rendered us practically powerless.
Great Scott!
Thanks for your help, Charles. You can give Jackson the revolver now.
Oh, righto.
You can't prove that stuff.
We'll see about that. I wasn't sure until tonight, but I was pretty certain. Especially after you killed Heath.
Who's Heath?
One of my agents. The tramp they found dead on the platform, remember? Saul, can you tell us about that?
I didn't do it. It's their fault. I wish I'd never touched their dirty money.
Shut your mouth, Saul.
I won't. It's all very well for you. You haven't no wife and children. £20 they paid me to run that train from their works down to that old jetty and bring back their stuff.
But all right, men. All right. We'll get all that later. Jackson, take them to the cars. You better handcuff them in.
Right you are, sir. Put your hands out. Right. Right, Constable, open the door. Saul first.
All right. I be coming.
You haven't finished with us, Morrison.
Well, rather not. See you in court.
Will you be long, sir?
No, Jackson. Keep the cars running. Goodbye, Julia. You should have forgotten crime and got on the stage.
Well, you've won, Morrison. You're quite cute, really. Not bad as a brain, either. When I come out, I wouldn't mind teaming up with you. You're wasted where you are. Goodbye. See you at the session.
Come on.
Phew. So that's that.
I can't believe it.
I'm hanged if I can understand the business yet.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. We've had our eye on these people for some time. We knew they didn't mean to act yet. They were just getting everything ready. But it was a deadly serious threat. Their operation here was beautifully simple and well organized. They started this clay works of theirs at Falvale because it's a nice out-of-the-way spot. There are not many of them left these days. Easy enough to smuggle things into the country here, and almost anything can be hidden in clay. They ran this train about once a month because trucks would have aroused suspicion in such a quiet place.
Yes, but how did they get the stuff here at all?
Oh, from Europe, by boat.
I see.
They're pretty smart. How about this ghost business? Did they make it all up?
Oh, no, not a bit of it. The accident did happen, and there's a strong local superstition about the ghost train. Well, that made their job a lot easier, because people round here have been taught for years to run miles if they hear a train in the night.
But why did they keep telling us about it?
Well, naturally, they didn't want anyone on the station tonight. Their cargo might have been spotted, or the bottom knocked out of their ghost story.
Oh, and when old Saul couldn't get rid of us, they tried scaring us out.
Exactly. And incidentally, old Saul must be more active than he looks to have got out of that skylight. Must have moved like a cat, too, because I was alert enough and I didn't hear him.
What did he do you think, after he got out?
Well, the obvious thing. When Saul found we wouldn't go, he went off to Price's house and told them we were here. Price's house is only half a mile away, not 5 miles. And back they all came to put over that crazy stuff.
But why didn't Saul send us off to Price's if it was so near?
Well, good heavens, they didn't want us there either. This was their busy night.
But where does Julia come in?
Well, I don't quite know yet. She was one I had no tag on. Oh, but we'll find out. One thing you can be sure of, she's not Price's sister.
Well, all I'm kicking myself for is that I seem to do everything I could to hinder you.
I'll think nothing of it. You were a great help, really.
Oh, look. Miss Bond's waking up.
Oh, what's the matter? Why aren't you all asleep?
How do you feel, Miss Bond?
Oh, my head. Awful.
Well, we'll soon have you right. There's a car outside to take you to Truro.
You're quite safe now, Miss Bond.
Oh, I'm so glad nothing exciting has happened.
Nothing exciting?
And
And so ends the General Motors Hour production of The Ghost Train, written by Arnold Ridley, in which you heard the following players. As Julia, Margaret Christensen. Saul, Keith Buckley. Price, Leonard Bullen. Sterling, Murray Powell. Peggy, Eve Hardwick. Miss Bonn, Laurel Mather. Charles, Bruce Beebe. And as Teddy, you heard our star, Reginald Goldsworthy. The General Motors Hour is directed by Harry Harper, who produced tonight's play. 1 week from tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the General Motors Hour will present After My Fashion by Diana Morgan, a story of the pride and hate which revolve around the legend created by a dead explorer whose last expedition, from which he did not return, has made him an international hero. In this fine drama, we shall star Elaine Montgomery with Frances Worthington, Aileen Britton, Nancy Stewart, Del Furze, Don Pascoe, Lorraine Lammas, Douglas Kelly, and Diana Perryman. And now, a closing message. Good roads save tires, petrol, maintenance costs, and lives. Whenever and wherever there is a movement to get better roads, support it. And remember, 1 week from tonight, the General Motors Hour production of After My Fashion, starring Elaine Montgomery. Until then, this is John Deese saying goodnight to you all from the General Motors Hour, which now signs off from the Macquarie Network and cooperating stations throughout Australia.